From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian teams of emergency workers and investigators searching a snow-covered field outside of Moscow today, looking for body fragments and clues after a plane crashed today earlier, killing all 71 on board, including the crew and three children. Some questions about weather being a cause. Temperatures were around 5 degrees Celsius. Periodic snowfall at the time when the Antonov 148 took off for the city of Orsk, which is about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli fighter jet. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, for a while, when they look across the Golan Heights, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants, arrested 92 others, a continuing crackdown in Sinai, part of a campaign to crush Islamist insurgents. Separatist fighters in Cameroon killed 3 soldiers, wounded 4 others during an attack. In the English-speaking Southwest, separatists have killed 25 soldiers and policemen in raids over the past year. This is VOA News. British government is warning charities and humanitarian relief organizations it will withdraw public funding if they fail to establish effective internal revenues and reviews to prevent and investigate sexual predatory behavior and abuse by their aid workers. The warning comes in the wake of disclosures that one of the country's biggest charities, Oxfam, failed to disclose its dismissal in 2011 of senior aid workers who had paid local prostitutes, many underage, for sex parties in Haiti in the wake of a devastating earthquake that killed more than 200,000. Oxfam chief Mark Goldring.
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
The Charity Commission said such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. The Pacific island Tonga in a state of emergency today as it prepares for Cyclone Geeta, storm approximately Category 4, on its way to a Category 5, should strike later today. Residents expecting soaking rains and winds that could exceed 200 kilometers per hour. Speaking with the Washington Post on a flight back to Washington from the Olympics, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the United States and South Korea have agreed on terms for further diplomatic engagements with North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited South Korean President Moon Jae-in to come to Pyongyang at his earliest convenience. Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, says the sharp swings in global financial markets in the past few days are not worrying since economic growth is strong. However, she did have a warning.
I'm reasonably optimistic because of the landscape that we have at the moment, but I'm ringing not the alarm signal, but the strong encouragement and warning signal that things must be done, and we cannot just sit back and wait for growth to continue as normal.
That is Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde. And from the Olympics, Canada locked into its hold on gold in the team figure skating event after stellar performances by Patrick Chan and Gabriel Deleman, with Chan landing 2 quads today early in the free skate on his way to finally winning an Olympic gold. Also, Jamie Anderson defended her title in Olympic women's slope-style snowboarding to give the U.S. its second gold medal of the Winter Games. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.